The views expressed on the Buckmaster Radio program are not necessarily the views of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, or its sponsors.
Bill Buckmaster, raring to go here with Ray Allen on the other side of the glass. Ray, engineering and producing the show. Both of us had great weekends, and we're very hoping that you had a good one as well. Together, we do welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. Today's used to be a federal holiday. Today is Monday, February 12th, 2018, the day this nation used to celebrate Abraham Lincoln's birthday. And growing up on the North Shore of Chicago, believe me, it was a big deal when we had Lincoln's birthday. So I still kind of celebrate in my heart. How's that? Coming to you from Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI, have our worldwide live listening, buckmastershow.com, which kicks you over to kvoi.com. Together, you're going to find the Buckmaster Show. And of course, our live line number is 790-2040. You are welcome to call in anytime during the hour. Of course, the first half hour on Monday is devoted to our political face-off, and then we'll have a newsmaker interview at 12:30 with the president of the University of Arizona, Dr. Robert Robbins, will be joining me here in studio. But let's get the face-off going. Every Monday, we do kick things off with a different set of commentators each week. Bruce Ash is here. Bruce is seated to my right. He is in his fourth term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona. And there are other plans. When does the term end, Bruce?
2020.
You haven't decided what your plans are yet, I guess.
No.
Okay. Dr. Don Jorgensen is with us. Don is seated to my left, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Don, how are you?
I'm great. Good afternoon.
It's good to see you both. The Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe and the family have been specializing all those years, and they do such a great job in custom frame mirrors, which we have a couple of them in several of the bathrooms. Moe did such a beautiful job, and there's such a large selection to choose from. And, of course, picture framing. Nobody does it better than Moe. And if you don't want to do all the hanging yourself, he will come out. He's got all the equipment to make it right. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell & Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. Did you pick up your items yet, Bruce, over at Moe's?
Oh, yeah, sure. I did. In fact, Moe installed one of the pieces on a high wall in our house. And it's
how high?
I think the top of it's probably about 18 feet.
Whoa. And Moe got up there and...
Moe was... I just walked into the other room. I didn't want to be there to pick up the pieces if, God forbid, ever happened.
Oh, my goodness.
He and his assistant did a fabulous job. And it's just amazing what he can do. Actually, he also hung two other pictures even higher than the rug that he did. And he also did something that was sort of special. I had a Christmas tree ornament.
Yes.
That was in – it was the replica of the inaugural seal dating back to the 1920s and forward – Calvin Coolidge, FDR, Harry Truman, and so on. And so they took this, they put it in like a plexiglass case.
Right.
It hangs down, it sits on top of a credenza, and it looks absolutely fabulous. It's perfectly balanced, and it just, he and Corinne just did a wonderful job on everything for us.
Well, Don Jorgensen, you'll know where now to go to get your framing done.
I do. I'm just
for all
amazed.
Your diplomas and everything else.
I'm thinking if I had 18 foot high walls, there'd be a basketball court somewhere.
All right, Don and Bruce, let's get right at it. Don, let's begin with you. Were you surprised we had a 2-year budget deal? I thought the Republicans were the party of not spending a lot of money in deficits.
Well, that's when they're not in power. They'll rail against spending. But as we've seen from the start here, the concern is providing tax cuts to billionaires. We saw that with the tax plan. We're seeing even more so now with this budget that has no restraints on it. As we heard from the great negotiator in the White House, I gave the Pentagon everything they wanted and more. Now, Democrats support a strong military and strong defense, just like Republicans, but we support balanced budgets and common sense first, as we saw under Clinton, who had to face the same challenges and a different challenge that Obama faced. But since then, we've seen nothing but increased spending and increased deficits under the one-party rule with the Republicans.
And Bruce, how do you respond to that?
What a bunch of BS.
Oh,
other than the facts.
Oh. Yeah.
The facts don't support anything that you've just said, Don. And if it was a situation where we were still at a budget impasse because Republicans refused to give in on SCHIP and a whole bunch of other entitlement programs that they did in order to make the deal moving forward, you'd be criticizing Republicans and the president for not reaching across the aisle.
We did exactly what you accused us
of not doing before. And that is reaching across the aisle to make a deal, and frankly, the only thing that's even more surprising is that Democrats in the Senate and Democrats, party Democrats, who are running the DNC, have this newfound love with lowering deficits and not being concerned about the national debt for 8 years. During that 8-year period that Barack Obama was president, the national deficit doubled, actually even more than doubled, during the period of time that Barack Obama was in power. And the Tax Reform Act that you've also criticized, you'd probably say that it gives peanuts. We're throwing crumbs off the table to all kinds of business people. Well, friend, let me just tell you, there are plenty of people, they may make less money than you and I do, but the benefits that they are already receiving in terms of bonuses, in terms of increased salaries, increased employment opportunities, as well as lower taxes, are incredible to them.
All right, let's let Don.
Well, the increased employment had already been occurring since Obama. That's just continuing, as well as the wage growth is still questionable at this point. The bonuses are great. That was the whole selling point for the Republicans, were these temporary tax cuts for the middle class and working class, and the huge tax breaks for large corporations and billionaires. The issue about the spending on Obama is true if you look at it in a vacuum. If you forget that that spending was necessary to rescue the economy after the Great Bush Recession, where we had huge unemployment.
Oh, you're talking about when President Obama first took office.
Right. And that's where the spending, incredible spending, yes, was put into place to do things like rescue the auto industry and thousands of jobs. People forget about that. And that spending with regard to loans to the auto industry actually produced a positive return on investment. So it became a plus for the economy. But other spending was put into place to, again, lower the unemployment rate from 10% down to the 4% where it is now. That spending was necessary because of the recession and the tough economy. Right now, we have the opposite of that. We have a well-functioning economy. We have unemployment down. It's great that we have jobs and that we're finally starting to see wage growth. Therefore, this massive spending and increased deficit was not necessary.
What would you have cut, Don? Wow. Would you have cut SCHIP? Would you have cut Social Security benefits? Would you have cut expanded Medicaid? Where would you have started cutting the deficit?
Well, we don't have time to go through every line item in the
budget.
Because
it doesn't suit your angle here with the discussion today. You're being just as dishonest about
the facts as
the Democratic
there.
Leaders
would
are.
I look at reducing of the increases and all of those as Democrats proposed? Yes.
You're but just going with Democrat talking points and not
Don,
the facts.
Let Don respond, Bruce. Maybe he has time before the break.
What I'm looking at is doing what Democrats have done in past years is look at reasonable increases, where necessary. Look at protecting Social Security and Medicare and not cutting or privatizing as folks want to do. Looking at cutting in areas like the increased cost for pharmaceutical benefits and such, which we have the opportunity to do by looking at Canada or forcing price wars,
which is being done through regulatory work right now.
But it hasn't happened.
And it's already happening.
Well, okay. Again, we can look at the facts here. But there are many things that could have been done rather than just giving a blank check to the White House.
We'll take our break right here, coming up on 12:15 on The Buckmaster Show. Our Monday political face-off continues. Coming up at 12:30 or so, the president of the University of Arizona joins us. But right now it is the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Framing, Fort Lowell, and Dodge. Be right back. Vero Amore is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our three new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Hi, it's Suzanne Miller from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona, here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you will find a business you can trust. Whether you need a product or service from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Tuesday, the monthly scam alert from the Better Business Bureau. Also, we'll talk with food writer Rita Conley joins us. She'll talk about her new book, The Lost Restaurants of Tucson. Buckmaster, noon to one on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI, and we have our worldwide live listening at buckmastershow.com. back. It is our Monday political face-off. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is our sponsor, and we thank them very much for doing the Monday political face-off. Moe loves political dialogue, and we present that and give that to him and our listeners every Monday from noon to 12:30. Dr. Don Jorgensen is here. Dr. Jorgensen seated to my left and Bruce Ash to my right. Let's talk a little bit about this huge infrastructure program, Bruce, that the president announced today, right?
He did, yes.
And what are we talking about? What total amount of money is involved here?
Well, I think all in all, it's close to $1.5 trillion over, you know, an extended period of time. But it's a significant program that is not only going to help in our major cities, but also in rural areas as well, which have been very, very much underserved by the federal government. It's also going to block grant a lot of the spending, giving states the ability to make decisions with respect to how they need to react to different needs, whether they be highway and transit needs, other building projects that need to be proposed. So this is really wide ranging. It also, I think, reduces the regulatory barriers that get involved in increasing the cost of a lot of these projects and streamlining and shortening the permitting process for a lot of the projects.
Is this going to add to the deficit, Don?
Well, that's one of the questions, because in the president's plan, and it's only a plan at this point, part of that plan is to take the money from other projects. So it may be kind of a bait and switch, and we don't know what the bait was, but that's part of the discussion. There's still opportunity here. That's the good news. This is a bipartisan goal from over a year ago. Both Republicans and Democrats wanted to see infrastructure spending and improvements. It's certainly in need. Anyone who travels anywhere realizes this, whether it's roads, bridges, airports. As Bruce pointed out, they're looking at improvements in rural areas, including broadband access. So it covers a lot of areas. The devil's in the details. It's described as a $1.5 trillion plan. However, the only real money that the White House is proposing the federal government spend is $200 billion. It would be provided in block grants to states, but then requiring the states to fund the vast majority of the plan, 80%, where in the past it's been the reverse. So the question is, when you have states like Arizona, who has certainly need for infrastructure and has a lean budget with no additional money, where does that come from? So the likelihood of real infrastructure improvements occurring under this current outline is low. What is high are passing those elimination of regulations across the board, which is something that the Trump White House and the Republicans have wanted. Again, what are the details there? Are they reasonable reductions in permitting process, or are we talking about eliminating clean air, clean water regulations in some areas? So that's where a lot of the questions remain, and I think that's what we'll see start to come out of the discussions in Congress.
Bruce, you could have some states saying they just don't have the money for that, like Arizona. And then in the past, as Don pointed out, like when we built our interstate program after World War II, that was a huge federally funded program.
Yeah, they were. And let's not forget, the money that's being proposed for allocation is the beginning stages of this program. This is probably a decade-long program that would start in 2019. This is part of the 2019 budget that will be out up for discussion shortly. And I think there's a lot to what Don has to say in terms of a state like Arizona, but that's not to say that other infrastructure that we need in Arizona is not going to be provided by separate appropriations. One could argue that this is spending that will increase the deficit. I would take the position, however, and I think that the administration feels the same way, is that the infrastructure that's being proposed on a long-term basis will create more jobs, will create greater revenue to the federal government, and over a period of time is going to add to the success of American industry coming back.
Then we have immigration that has to be tackled very soon because, Don, the DACA, the so-called Dreamers, that expires March 5th, I believe. So we've got less than a month.
Well, we do, although I've heard at least one, I believe it was a judge, say that's an artificial deadline. And
really?
Trump could decide to extend that if he chose. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, and I was thinking about that as Bruce was talking, because there is this new infrastructure plan, at least, which, again, could generate great bipartisan support and perhaps something that we've been looking for over a year, Democrats and Republicans working together. But the concern now is it will be overshadowed by the focus on immigration reform, also a necessary step and an opportunity. We hope that McConnell keeps his promise, not just for the open discussion, but a clean vote on immigration reform and on Dreamers. It's hard to see where this is going to go because you have a Senate that seems to be able to work together and coming up with compromise solutions. We've already seen some bipartisan plans put forward by Republican and Democratic senators. We're not seeing that in the House, and that's going to be the question as to whether that blows up cooperation on other issues as well.
Were you, getting back to the budget deal, were you happy, Bruce, and encouraged that there was some bipartisan support in that budget deal?
Well, there was
Friday.
Bipartisan support in the House. I think there were 167 Republicans that voted for the proposed deal that happened last week. That meant that a lot of Democrats supported this as well. Some of this comes begrudgingly from the Freedom Caucus in the House. At the risk of saying something that may or may not happen, I don't have the best crystal ball in the world, but I think that everybody has a interest in making DACA happen, in setting up a way. The president has nearly 2 million as opposed to about 1 million potential applications they were talking about before. He's dramatically increased that, but all of this does have to come with the type of border security as well as interior security that we need to have a long-term fix to the immigration problem.
Does that include a wall?
Well, I think it will be a wall that will both be virtual as well as actual. It should include a great deal more enforcement that, most other countries in the world all have this in order to control illegal immigration in their countries. And Don has pointed out on the show many, many times, most of the people who come to this country and are here illegally didn't cross the border in the middle of the night. They came here as students. They came here on tourist visas.
And just extended renewing them.
Yeah. There were some life experiences and so mm-hmm. on. And the other thing is chain migration. Mm-hmm. This is something that there's even a fair number of Democrats who admit that there is a need to eliminate the chain migration to immediate family, and also to do away with this lottery that we've been undergoing. We should admit the people to our country who have the greatest chance of success and doing something positive for this country. And there's lots of support across the country for that.
Don?
There is a lot of support, and there's a lot of support in both parties. If Congress can get back to the old style of actually talking to one another and not just posing, there's room for compromise in all of those areas that Bruce described. The challenge we have is the Democrats who have said they are willing to look at changing the issues of family mm-hmm. migration, which the Republicans call chain migration, but it's the same thing, and this diversity lottery. There has been talk that, sure, there's room to move there. As long as there is the focus on providing a path to citizenship for the Dreamers and the DACA's folks. The issue of the wall is a key also, because what Bruce is saying does provide room for movement when you talk about a real versus a virtual wall.
Right,
there's no
rather than a brick and mortar
no,
wall.
Right, no yeah. issue. However, you have the White House firmly on the side of right now $8 billion not coming from the Mexicans to pay for a real wall. And that's where it gets ludicrous. If you're looking at a realistic immigration reform plan that addresses, yeah, virtual walls, security needs, changes, updating migration and visa praxis, I think they can find agreement.
All right.
On the budget, let me just get
Real
this
quickly,
out before,
please,
before we drop off today. Mm-hmm. And that is RNC meetings 2 weeks ago, I successfully sponsored a resolution in support of Senate Bill 14, which would require Congress to work in the regular appropriation process and present a finished budget bill to the president every year by October 1st. And failure to do so would result in forfeiture of salary from October 1st all the way through to whatever date it was that the final budget was passed and signed by the president. And it would reduce significantly any type of use of continuing resolutions, which have just totally brutalized how we end up allocating funds for the federal government.
All right, Bruce Ash, thank you very much. Don Jorgensen, good to see you. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure.
All right, the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Thank you, Moe, for your support. Coming up after the break, we'll speak with the University of Arizona president. Dr. Robbins is in the house. We'll have him next after the break. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. In case you haven't heard, a recent state performance audit says the Regional Transportation Authority is meeting performance and budget expectations on voter-approved RTA plan delivery. Now in its 12th year of plan implementation, the RTA is committed to delivering the remaining projects with the community's support to improve our regional transportation system. Working together for a better future, visit rtamobility.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. One of my passions is travel, visiting over 100 countries in all 50 states. When I'm ready to take off, I fly from Tucson International Airport, with six airlines flying nonstop to 19 destinations and easy one-stop connections I can get virtually anywhere in the world. It's close by, convenient, with competitive airfares, and the best part is there's no long drive coming back home after a long trip. Check out flytucson.com, travel smart, and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community. We connect you with the causes you care about, transforming your vision for our community into meaningful, charitable impact. Make a difference now and forever. Please visit cfsaz.org or call 520-777-0800 to learn more about the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
It's a land and cruise vacation sale at Bon Voyage Travel. Plan your dream vacation now and save big, up to 65%. Alaska, Hawaii, Europe, South America, the Caribbean, pick your perfect destination. Bon Voyage Travel will create your exclusive getaway that includes extra perks and bonuses you won't find anywhere else. Call Bon Voyage Travel today or visit bvtravel.com.
An Indian food lover's paradise awaits at Indian Twist, located at the southwest corner of Swan and Camp Lowell, with a varied and extensive menu including vegetarian options and many dishes prepared in the tandoor oven. Indian Twist offers takeout and buffet lunch daily, with dinner served family style. The full bar features Indian beers on tap. Indian Twist, Swan and Camp Lowell, and IndianTwistAZ.com. It is the Buckmaster Show. This portion presented by our fine sponsors over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, makes a great weekend trip, just 3 hours east of Tucson. It's a beautiful portion of the southwestern United States, and they have that mile-high elevation, pretty much the same elevation as Denver. It's a beautiful place to go hiking in America's first national wilderness. That's the Gila National Wilderness. Please check out their website, southwestnewmexico.org, for the complete list of great places to stay and the many recreation opportunities in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. We welcome now Dr. Robert Robbins to the Buckmaster Show. Dr. Robbins is now in his ninth month as president of the University of Arizona. Dr. Robbins, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thank you for having me back on your show.
Well, it's always a pleasure to see you. I know you're trying to right the ship in a troubled athletic department. Why do you think the former Texas A&M coach Kevin Sumlin is the right man at the right time for the future of Wildcat football?
Well, Kevin is a tremendous individual. I know he will be coming on your show hopefully soon so that your audience can meet him.
I want to spend a half an hour with the guy and find out about his background, right, who he is, and get to let him, our listeners, get to know this guy.
Yeah, well, the one thing that I love about him, amongst many, is both of his parents were lifelong educators, and, you know, he talks about focusing on the classroom and the success of our players. I thought of the large number, I mean, really good pool of candidates we had who wanted this job. He emerged as the clear leader of that pool of candidates, because he is focused on the development of as talented and as physically imposing as these football players are. They're still boys who need to become men. You know, what coach would say is they're young men, not boys, they're young men who he's going to help them along the journey in the 4 years that they're at University of Arizona to become adult men. And so I think for that reason, I watched him very closely and watched all the stuff when he was the coach at University of Houston, then the coach at Texas A&M. He always carried himself with a great composure and very positive coaching style that I think is going to be what I hope we return to across all athletics at the University of Arizona. We've got tremendous coaches, tremendous programs, and that Kevin is going to fit in very well with.
Well, I'm very happy that Coach Sumlin has embraced the former Wildcat football community, and I know Dick told me I'm glad he was part
at least being consulted during the search process. I have nothing but the highest regard for Dick. And I'll tell you something. When all of this was coming down, I wrote on my Facebook page, and I had hundreds of people who agreed with me, Dr. Robbins, that winning and losing, okay, it's not the end of the world. At least it isn't for me and a right. lot of other people in this town. But what is important is a man with a moral compass, a moral and ethical leader.
Right.
That's what is important to me at the top of the list.
I couldn't agree with you more. And one who's committed, I said before, to the development of our young men into adult men, because I love this NCAA commercial where they talk about 98% of all NCAA athletes will be going professional in something other than the
yes.
sport they're playing. And yes. so teaching them about leadership, about communication, about having the right values and the right ethics, those are the things that they're going to remember. And Coach Sumlin and I talked about he loves the fact that his former players, and he's been able to coach four Heisman-winning quarterbacks. So he knows how to win football games, and that's really important to me. And going to the Rose Bowl is important. And as I've said, winning a national championship in every sport we have is really important to me. But the most important thing is how we're going to help our player athletes, our student athletes, and their students first, become successful in the game of life. And, you know, he's talked to me about when his former players and students have tough decisions in their life, they call him or they invite him to their wedding or they consult him. I think just like Coach Tomey, mm-hmm. I've only met him a couple of times, but I have seen his former players interact with him. They love the man.
Oh, and, no kidding.
And they loved him because he helped lead them to victories on the field, but more importantly, helped them be successful and victorious off the field.
The players with Dick Tomey came first, not the W's. I mean, it was not all about winning. It was so important. And I want to talk a little bit about Nick Foles. I love this guy. The way he has handled himself, what a iconic figure this is for the University of Arizona. If folks heard his remarks after winning Most Valuable Player in the Super Bowl, he was saying, you know, this isn't all about me. He was talking about football as a team sport. I'll tell you, it made me so proud to be part of the Wildcat family.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And hopefully we're going to get Nick and his wife, who's a former volleyball player at the U of A, back to campus soon. And I have never met him, but I've been an admirer, obviously, from afar. He sort of reminds me of the Kurt Warner story. You know, Kurt
right.
Warner was bagging groceries.
Yeah.
Kicking around in the Arena League and almost giving up on
the game.
And Nick
was ready to give it up.
He was.
Yeah.
But I heard him say that, you know, he was thinking of leaving football to go to the seminary, which I think would have been a wonderful thing. And maybe he'll do that after his mm-hmm. career's over. But what a tremendous attribute to the university that he's representing us in the way we want our former students to do.
790-2040, if you would like to join in the conversation. Let's go into academics after we take the break. This would be a good point right here, Ray, to take the break, because I do want to switch gears here with President Robbins on the Buckmaster Show. Be right back. This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Did you know that you can check out complete digital editions of popular magazines with your Pima County Public Library card? From Arizona Highways to Yoga Journal and everything in between, the library is your source for entertainment. Visit library.pima.gov and browse the e-library to start checking out your favorite magazines today. That's library.pima.gov.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from top national columnists, plus Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garber on movies, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority funds projects to help make our transportation system safe, reliable, and efficient. Improve regional mobility is important for economic vitality for businesses and families. The RTA continues to finance construction work for 6 new roadway projects scheduled in 2018. For more information on RTA projects, visit rtamobility.com. The RTA is delivering its promise to you. Explore the world of discovery at UA Biosphere 2 with our 3 new guided tours. The Under the Glass, History, and Family Tours have been developed to provide new ways to experience the world's largest living research center, where scientists are addressing the global challenges of food, water, energy, and health. Check out these exciting new themed tours today. For a complete schedule, visit biosphere2.org.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com. Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show. One of our fine sponsors is Green Things, located at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com. Jan and Jack, the owners, have taken this beautiful, they started with 4 acres along the Rito River. They've expanded it to 13. They've got every imaginable plant over there under 33 greenhouses. I love roses. I must have 2 dozen roses, all from Green Things. They do just a really great job with that. Dr. Robbins, are you into gardening at all? I know you appreciate flowers.
Oh, absolutely, but yeah. I don't do any actively myself, but of course, it's so different here in the desert that...
it's a particular kind of gardening out here.
It is. Yeah. But beautiful, absolutely beautiful, and I'm so blessed to be here. And when I get more time, maybe I'll take up gardening. You know, I had some friends when they retired from doing heart surgery that got into orchids because it's very tough to grow orchids.
Yeah, and of course, being in the heart surgery business, which you were previously, that's so intense. And wouldn't you be like on your feet for some of these operations?
Oh, yeah.
Some of these operations could go 8 hours,
oh,
longer?
Yeah. The longest one
what
I ever
do you
had
do, stand
was,
there for 8 to 10 hours?
Yeah, and oftentimes it's all day, and then you have to stay up all night doing a transplant and then do it the same thing all over again the next day. So a lot of standing. It's physical in that, you do have to stand there and lean over, so you get back problems and neck problems. I was lucky never to have any physical ailments.
How about stress?
Yeah, it is, but I think—
But it's a natural high at the same time doing
that
kind of work.
It is, yeah. Because— You put faith in not only your own abilities, but knowing that your team is all working together. I see the same thing at the university. We've got teams of different colleges and schools and individuals, and trying to bring them together for the collective good. You know, I said it probably the first time you had me on your show that we've got a team of champions here, incredibly excellent individuals, but what we're trying to build is a championship team that everybody comes together. And so the same thing with doing heart surgery, and it's all about the patient and their family.
Hey, some of these research numbers look very good, Dr. Robbins. U of A topping $622 million in total research and development expenditures. That surpasses the previous year's total by more than $18 million. These kind of stories, yeah, they're not real sexy, but they fly under the radar screen. But how important are they?
Yeah, it's incredibly important. If you look at all universities in the United States, and this is the Harvards, the MITs, the Stanfords, the Caltechs, we're in the top 35 of all in terms of research. And for all public universities, we're in the top 23. So it's always been a big part of the University of Arizona's primary function, which is we're a land-grant university. So we focus on agriculture, and life sciences in the agriculture, which is a tremendous part of what we do. But we also are a very research-intensive university. And, the things that we're really good at are space discovery. And so many things have spun off on not only our space discovery, but our optical science college, which so much of automated vehicles are made up of cameras and sensors, and we're the best of any college in the world at that. We've got great engineering, Eller School of Management, great business school. We've got two medical schools. All of these things are important for primary discovery, but translating that fundamental knowledge into companies that can be spun out of the university is really an important part of the economic development function that the university does. And we're really proud of that.
And College of Science, Dr. Joaquin Ruiz, doing just such a great job. I happened to run into him yesterday, Biosphere 2, one of our fine sponsors here on the Buckmaster Show. I ran into him at the grocery store yesterday, Dr. Robbins, and I said, how is the lecture series going, which has become one of the finest lecture series in the United States? And he said he's never been so jazzed about a lecture series as this year. The attendance has been off the chart. Where else but in Tucson, Arizona, can you pack the house for a science lecture series?
Yeah, it's tremendous. And I got to go to the first one and make a few opening comments. And, I'm incredibly happy that Joaquin chose this year's topic to be artificial intelligence and machine learning. So much of the strategic planning that we're in the middle of right now, and has a lot of enthusiasm and buy-in, not only in the university community, but the community across the state, really, because we're going and trying to get input about helping us forge a roadmap for the future of the university for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And so Joaquin's lecture series is just tremendous. And this whole subject of artificial intelligence and machine learning plays into this fourth industrial revolution topic that we've been talking about in our strategic planning process. But Joaquin is tremendous. Not only has he been the dean of the College of Science for years and years, but he's one of the most charismatic, talented leaders in academia across the United States. In Biosphere 2, I think we've got some positive momentum about how we can begin to use that asset, which is absolutely distinctive from any other facility like it in the world. It just brings more attention and deserved accolades for the science that's done at the University of Arizona.
Yeah, you talk about an iconic, unique footprint. That would be Biosphere 2.
Absolutely.
There's nothing like it in the world.
No.
And there, the opportunities to do the kind of cutting-edge research are really terrific.
Absolutely are.
Looking at some of the admissions, how are things going with the regents and the budget, the legislature in session? What's your handle on the money picture right now?
Well, I think I'm impressed with how thoughtful and committed the legislators are. I was there last week on Tuesday and Wednesday testifying in the Appropriations Committee for the House and the next day of the Senate. And these legislators were in these committee rooms for, you know, all day. And it's, you know, it's very difficult work. I'm trying to understand all the complex issues across the society. And there's never enough money to do all of what we need to do. We've been lucky across the universities, our three state universities, to get this infrastructure bond money last year, $1 billion.
So we, that was huge.
It was really huge. And
that will pay dividends for decades.
It will. And it all has to be used for research building, which, you know, gives us the infrastructure and facilities that we need for, to continue our place as not only one of the top research universities in the world, but also helping to spin out companies and technologies to have companies form and stay right here in Southern Arizona. I think that we're not going to get, you know, we all advocate for the in-state funding of our students. That's been cut tremendously over the last 10 years. And I know there was a downturn in the economy and a recession. But what we've asked for is just please refund to the level of 50% of the tuition for in-state residents. The right way we're doing it now is we are lucky that we get a lot of out-of-state residents come from California or Texas or wherever they come from, and we can subsidize in-state tuition for students from Arizona. We'd like to see the legislature, you know, get our funding back, but I think they're really, and rightfully so, focused on K-12 education this year. Next year, though, and I try to, you know, preview what will be going on next year, is we really need to have Prop 301 renewed for research funding.
Yeah, because that is that's sunsetting.
It is.
Yeah. So the lawmakers are right now, the focus is, as you say, K through 12, but maybe next year, right, can get back to the
TRIF money. Yes.
To what's going to go on with the three state universities. So overall, you're very optimistic about the revenue picture.
I am. We obviously have to do a better job of running the universities more efficiently, and we're working on that so that you know, we don't spend as much money and tighten our belts. As I said, you know, we would love to see more funding from the state, but it's a trend across America that, you know, most state universities are not going to get increased funding.
Yeah, look at all the land grant universities and the way they are funded, the way they were funded 40, 50 years ago, and look at them today.
Right. And so we're all being asked to do more with less. And so that's why I think, for instance, Tech Launch Arizona, we at the University of Arizona were late to the technology transfer business. And, you know, just look at Ventana Medical, came out of the medical school, one of our pathologists, before there was any tech transfer business. think about how much income would be coming to the university had we had that all organized. So in the last 4 years, there's been a concerted effort, and we've now gotten a lot of patents filed, I think over 300, 55 startup companies, 53 of which are still in business and are local. So those things will pay dividends down the road if we get royalties and licensing agreements on new drugs or new things that are invented at the university.
All right. Dr. Robbins, a pleasure visiting with you, and we like to have you on the program every couple months to bring our listeners up to date. We very much appreciate it.
Well, Bill, thank you for having me on, and of course, I always want to come to be with the best, and I saw Tucson Weekly recognize
you. Oh, the Tucson
you.
Lifestyle piece.
Right,
that was
right.
Yeah, I very much appreciate that. And they did a nice little story. It kind of, I think, captured maybe what I'm about, my career, certainly.
Yeah, but also recognizes the best radio show host in Tucson. So congratulations
Thank
on
you.
That, and hope to see you soon.
Thank you very much, Dr. Robbins. Coming up this afternoon, Mic Check with Mike Shaw and Ray Allen helping Mike out. Then Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning, The Buckmaster Show. We'll be back with you tomorrow at 12:04. On behalf of Dr. Robbins, Ray Allen, my fine engineer producer, I am Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon and evening.